fam, today we got a super exciting episode as we do a deep dive into one of my favorite Halloween time minifigures, the minifigure of Fenrir Greyback from the Harry Potter Wizarding World. Let's go.
Welcome to the Brick Talk Lego Podcast. I'm Mo, your host, and this is the place where you can find all things Lego.
Mark my words, you heard it here first. We are getting Harry Potter modulars. Look, I'm sorry. I know people love it, but I thought it was a garbage set. Lego took a huge risk here, and it paid off massively.
So tune in, buckle up, and let's start building.
Hey fam, how you doing? I have missed you guys so much. All right, let's jump into today. This last week has been pretty exciting for us. We have we've officially decided to start selling some homemade products to the fam, and it's been nothing but exciting. So far, we have made these incredible bath bombs. Every single one of these bath bombs have a Halloween Lego mystery monster inside of them. These are from the Series 14 Lego Monsters CMF series. And so every time you take a bath, you pop one in, you're never sure which minifig you're going to get. Those will be available up until the week before Halloween or until we sell out of them. Then we decided to make some Lego wax mounts, and those were crazy. They're Lego brick shaped wax mounts that are scented like Oreo cookies, and those were literally sold out within 1 hour of being live online, which I thought was absolutely crazy. And then finally, the thing that I'm most excited about, we have started to develop something that we are calling immersive play. Now, what is immersive play, you might ask? Immersive play is essentially activating a fourth sense while you are building Lego. So Lego is already extremely immersive. You activate your sense of hearing when you move the bricks around and when you click them together. You activate your sense of sight as you look at the instructions and build and look at the colors. And you activate your sense of touch when you actually physically manipulate the bricks. What we have done is we have designed a line of candles and wax mounts that are specifically paired with certain Lego themes and builds. For instance, the first two that we are releasing is the Butterbeer scent and the Restricted Section scent. The Butterbeer scent is an incredible butterscotch and cream scent mixed with a little bit of whiskey. And it is sold in a two-pack with the Restricted Section scent, which is the scent of old book smoke and leather. Together, those two scents make up our very first Harry Potter line, which I am super excited about. Studies have shown that the more you can immerse yourself into a project, one, the more thoroughly you will complete it, and two, the more therapeutic value you will reap from getting to do that project. This works so well with Lego because you are simultaneously using the left side of your brain and the right side of your brain, so the creative side and the logical side of your brain. You are engaging your sense of sight, your sense of touch, and your sense of hearing. And now with our products, you can engage your sense of smell as well, allowing yourself to completely immerse yourself into your Lego build and reap the most therapeutic value from it. That's why we are so excited to be offering these products. If you're interested in these products, go to the show notes. There will be links on all of these. But right now, guys, let's dive in to one of the creepiest minifigs that you can get today, Fenrir Greyback. the evil werewolf from the Harry Potter series, Fenrir Greyback, is available in Lego form as HP 209 Fenrir Greyback with black hair and HP 091 Fenrir Greyback with dark brown hair. HP 091 is available in two sets, set number 10217, the original Diagon Alley, and set number 4840, the original Burrow. His updated form, HP 209 Fenrir Greyback with black hair, is only available in the Attack on the Burrow set. Both of the Fenrir Greyback minifigs are incredibly similar. The first one has a lot less detail on his body print, and his legs are just completely plain black. But I actually find that he has a lot more detail in his face print while not getting a second face print on the back. HP 209, the newer Fenrir Greyback, has a lot more detail both on the legs and the torso. You can see he's got a belt buckle with an eye on it, and his chest is scarred. His face print does seem a little bit less detailed than the original, a lot less fur. However, it does have two faces, one kind of a grimace and one kind of an evil smile. The thing that creeps me out the most about this minifig is his eyes. They are grayed over, kind of like the eyes of a wolf. In the books, character Remus Lupin details Greyback as this: Fenrir Greyback is perhaps the most savage werewolf alive today. He regards it as his mission in life to bite and to contaminate as many people as possible. He wants to create enough werewolves to overcome the wizards. Voldemort has promised him prey in return for his services. Greyback specializes in children. He says bite them young and raise them away from their parents. Raise them to hate normal wizards. Fenrir was a werewolf infamous for his savagery and preference for attacking children. He was a leader in his community and strived to infect as many people as possible with lycanthropy, hoping to build an army strong enough to eventually take over the wizarding community. It was he who infected Remus Lupin with lycanthropy. When Remus's father, Lyle Lupin, insulted werewolves and said, quote, they deserve nothing less than death. During the Second Wizarding War, Greyback and the pack of werewolves he led allied themselves with Lord Voldemort, though they were not considered Death Eaters, as they did not have the dark mark on their forearm. Greyback fought in the Battle of the Astronomy Tower, during which he expressed an eagerness to bite the children of Hogwarts, and left Bill Weasley badly scarred. And later that year led a gang of Snatchers when Voldemort was in control of the Ministry of Magic. Greyback fought in the Battle of Hogwarts, where he at one point attacked Lavender Brown, but was incapacitated by Hermione Granger and then a crystal ball to the head by Professor Trelawney. During the second part of the battle, where both sides faced off in the Great Hall, he was defeated by Ron Weasley. It is likely that after the final battle of the Second Wizarding War, Greyback was either killed or imprisoned in Azkaban for life as punishment for his crimes he committed against all wizard kind. Let's dive into his biography and see what made him evil. At some point in his early life, Fenrir was bitten by a werewolf and infected with lycanthropy. Throughout most of his life, his only goal was to infect as many people as possible in order to create enough werewolves to dominate the wizarding world. Greyback would often purposefully place himself in close proximity with his victims before a full moon to ensure he would attack them after his transformation. By the mid-1960s, the amount of dark magical activity across the country was growing steadily. While few knew what was behind it all, this was a precursor to Lord Voldemort's first rise to power. the Death Eaters were recruiting dark creatures to help them overthrow the Ministry of Magic, and among them was Fenrir Greyback, who did not join the Death Eaters because he believed in Voldemort's cause, but because allying himself with them would give him greater access to potential victims. Although considered to be a Death Eater by the enemies of the Dark Lord, Greyback was never given the Dark Mark on his forearm. He also was never accepted as a Death Eater by those belonging to Voldemort's innermost circles. As Voldemort was prejudiced against his lycanthropy, despite Greyback's services to their cause, Greyback was used as a weapon by Voldemort, who would often use the notorious werewolf to intimidate people into doing his bidding, threatening to send Greyback after their children. It was around 1965, after one such attack that resulted in the death of two Muggle children, that Greyback was brought in for questioning before the Ministry of Magic. Due to the inadequacy and ill maintenance of the werewolf registry, the Ministry did not know Greyback to be a werewolf, and he pretended to be a, quote, Muggle tramp, who was amazed at finding himself in a room full of wizards and horrified at the talk about dead children. His filthy clothing and lack of a wand managed to convince most of the questioning committee, although Lyle Lupin, an authority on non-human spiritist apparitions that was among them, recognized certain telltale signs in Greyback's appearance that made him suggest that Greyback should be kept in detention until the next full moon, which was coincidentally only one day later. The ignorant and foolish committee members thought it unnecessary, and Greyback started taunting Lupin, who grew angry and described werewolves as, quote, soulless evil, deserving of nothing but death. Lupin was ordered out of the room, the head of the committee apologized to Greyback, and the werewolf was released. Before the wizard who was escorting him out of the inquiry could cast a memory charm, Greyback overpowered him and fled with three other werewolf accomplices. As soon as he escaped, he started planning his revenge on the wizard who said he deserved nothing but death. Shortly before Remus Lupin, Lyle Lupin's son, turned 5, he was attacked by Greyback. As the little boy slept peacefully in his bed, Greyback forced open his window and bit him. Lyle reached the bedroom in time to save his son and to drive the werewolf out of the house using a number of powerful curses. The deed, however, was done, and Remus Lupin became a full-fledged werewolf from that point on. As the Wizarding War waged on and grew ever more fierce, so did Greyback, who eventually became so known for his savage villainy that the Ministry of Magic produced a wanted poster of him. At some point prior to 1984, he attacked Chira Loboska, attempting to forcibly recruit her. Her parents managed to drive him away from their daughter, but he did succeed in infecting her. After Voldemort was presumed dead in 1981, after his confrontation with the Potters at Godric's Hollow, Greyback was one of the Dark Lord's numerous followers who believed him to have been killed, and therefore did not make any attempts to find him. With the Dark Lord gone, and with him the false promises of granting werewolves a place of high honor and privilege in the regime he intended to establish following his victory in the war, the notorious werewolf continued to attack witches and wizards on his own initiative, especially children. During this time, he had many run-ins with the Werewolf Capture Unit from the Ministry's Department of the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures. And while they would manage to capture him on several occasions, they could never hold him for very long before he escaped and was at large once again. One of the werewolf hunters from the Ministry he would frequently be confronted by was a wizard named Cecil Lee. On the 31st of October, 1984, Greyback and his army attacked Hogwarts. Chira LaBosca, a student whom Greyback had previously infected with lycanthropy, spotted Greyback and two werewolves emerging from the Forbidden Forest. She tried to attack them while in human form, but was easily defeated. Before Greyback could better coordinate the assault, he caught the scent of Albus Dumbledore and made a hasty retreat. Just before Dumbledore arrived to capture him, the headmaster briefly examined the injured student on the ground and instructed the other one to return to their dormitory while he attended to Chira, explaining that he would contact the Ministry of Magic and ask them to send an expert from the werewolf capture unit to help stop Greyback. On the next full moon, Greyback and his army attacked Hogwarts for a third time. This time, they encountered LaBosca's sibling and Cecil Lee, whom the Ministry had sent on Dumbledore's behest. During the confrontation, Cecil tried to use the Homorphous charm on Greyback's werewolf companions, but as he was out of range, it failed. While Cecil was surrounded by the two other werewolves, Greyback transformed. Chiara, in werewolf form, arrived and attacked Fenrir in an attempt to protect LaBosca's sibling, but the larger and much stronger werewolf easily knocked her unconscious. After this, LaBosca's sibling successfully held him at bay by some swift spell casting. Having fended off the two werewolves attacking him, who had retreated to Greyback's side, Cecil swiftly stepped forward and conjured ropes from the end of his wand to restrain the pack leader. Having captured the three werewolves, Cecil agreed not to capture Chira due to her heroic actions. But not long afterwards, Greyback had already managed to escape from the werewolf capture unit, though Mr. Lee was confident that enough members of his pack had been rounded up to force him to keep his head low for a while. But upon Voldemort's return in 1995, he began to gather his old forces to renew his war on the Wizarding World. Greyback returned to Voldemort's side in July of 1996, shortly after the Battle of the Department of Ministry. Greyback and several Death Eaters raided Diagon Alley, kidnapping the wand maker Garrick Ollivander. He was also among a group of Death Eaters that destroyed the Million Bridges in London. Greyback continued in his role as Voldemort's enforcer and terror weapon. When Voldemort charged Draco Malfoy with the murder of Albus Dumbledore, Malfoy invoked Greyback's name as a threat to ensure Mr. Borgin's cooperation with the scheme to transport Death Eaters inside the grounds of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry via the use of a parried set of vanishing cabinets. Later, April of 1997, Greyback attacked the 5-year-old son of Mrs. Montgomery when she refused to cooperate with the Death Eaters. The boy later died from his injuries. At some point, Greyback started to kill and eat his victims while in human form. Greyback, along with several Death Eaters, invaded Hogwarts on 30th of June 1997, cornering Albus Dumbledore atop the Astronomy Tower, much to Draco Malfoy's shock and Dumbledore's disgust. He mockingly asked Dumbledore if he was pleased to see him, to which Dumbledore replied that he was not. Dumbledore was also rather disgusted to discover that Greyback was cannibalistic and attacked people while in human form, saying, "Am I to take that you are attacking even without the full moon now? This is most unusual. You have developed a taste for human flesh I cannot be satisfied once a month." He was among those who urged Draco Malfoy to kill the headmaster and attempted to take over the job himself before Severus Snape stepped in. During the subsequent battle against members of the Order of the Phoenix and Dumbledore's army, Greyback assaulted Bill Weasley, scarring his face. Fortunately for Bill, Greyback was not in his werewolf form when he attacked. Therefore, he would not be a true werewolf, but would only acquire some, quote, wolfish behaviors. Greyback also tried to bite Harry Potter during the battle, but Harry retaliated with a full body bind curse, temporarily paralyzing Greyback. Greyback was most likely captured following the battle, along with the Corbin Yoxley and other incapacitated Death Eaters. He was presumably sent to Azkaban, though he would escape about a month later. After the fall of the Ministry of Magic, Greyback became a primary leader in the Snatchers organization and led a group of them around the countryside scouring for fugitive Muggleborns, blood traitors, and truants who had escaped persecution. It was Greyback's group that tracked down a fugitive group comprised of Dirk Cresswell, Ted Tonks, and Dean Thomas, as well as the goblins Grip, Hook, and Gornuk. Dean and Grip Hook were captured, while Dirk, Ted, and Gornuk were murdered on sight. In March of 1998, Greyback and his gang captured Harry Potter, Hermione, and Ron after they triggered the taboo on Voldemort's name. Greyback and his gang brought them to Malfoy Manor, where Lucius, Narcissa, and Draco Malfoy, as well as Bellatrix Lestrange, were residing. Greyback hoped to receive the 200,000 galleon reward for capturing Potter, and was also eager to bite Hermione Granger. However, Bellatrix spotted Godric Gryffindor's sword among the captives' possessions and became frantic, as she had believed it to be in her vault in Gringotts. When the Snatchers protested her taking it, she single-handedly defeated all four of them, much to Greyback's irritation. The Snatchers and Death Eaters were ultimately thwarted with the help of Dobby, the Malfoy's old house elf, and Harry and the other captives all escaped. Dobby was unfortunately killed in the process by Bellatrix Lestrange's dagger. Greyback was presumably punished by Voldemort along with Bellatrix and the Malfoys for Harry's escape. Fenrir Greyback was present at the Battle of Hogwarts, where he was repelled by Hermione Granger while attacking and fatally wounding Lavender Brown. He hit the marble staircase banister and attempted to return to his feet. But before he could, he was struck in the head by a crystal ball from Professor Sybil Trelawney. Later, he was present when Voldemort attempted to kill Harry Potter in the Forbidden Forest. In the continuation of the battle, he was brought down by Ron Weasley. An excerpt from the book says, "Two bodies fell from the balcony overhead. As they reached the ground, a gray blur that Harry took for an animal sped four-legged across the hall to sink its teeth into one of the fallen." "No!" shrieked Hermione, and with a deafening blast from her wand, Fenrir Greyback was thrown backward from the feebly struggling body of Lavender Brown. He hit the marble banister and struggled to return to his feet. Then, with a bright white flash and a crack, a crystal ball fell on top of his head, and he crumpled to the ground and did not move. It is unclear whether after the Battle of Hogwarts, Greyback survived or passed away. If he did survive, he was most likely sent to Azkaban for his association with the Death Eaters and for his crimes during the Second Wizarding War, under Kingsley Shacklebolt's decorrupted Ministry of Magic. Fenrir was a large and vicious-looking man with matted gray hairs and whiskers. He had pointed teeth and long yellowish nails, adding to his bestial appearance. When he wore Death Eaters' robes, they were noted to look uncomfortably tight. He did not have a dark mark branded onto his arm, despite his very close association with the Death Eaters, as he was a werewolf. Fenrir, having forsaken his humanity long ago, was driven by his animal hedonism. He enjoyed attacking people, particularly children, and took pleasure in his brutality. At some point, he became cannibalistic, greatly enhancing his notoriety. Rayback was also greedy, as he kept arguing with the Malfoy family about who would claim the bounties and glory of capturing Harry Potter. Despite his savagery, he did display fear towards those more powerful than him, as shown when he backed away and cowed when Snape arrived to kill Dumbledore, or when he was too weary to approach Bellatrix after she brought him to his knees violently. He was well aware of the lack of respect he received from the Death Eaters, and that the Ministry would have claimed all the glory had they brought Harry Potter to them instead of directly to Voldemort. Unlike most werewolves, Greyback took both pleasure in and advantage of his abilities and savagery when transformed, and stationed himself near his targets. He enjoyed attacking them and specialized in biting children, hoping to infect them and raise them to hate humanity, though sometimes killing them when going overboard. Despite his ideology of thinking werewolves deserve blood and his attempt to recruit more werewolves for his cause, Greyback would ultimately seem to be just a primal savage who enjoyed killing. Greyback's savagery was what differed him from most other werewolves. While most of them bit and infected unintentionally during only their transformed state, Greyback actually went as far as eat and kill purposely whenever in his human or werewolf form. Greyback was feared more than most werewolves due to his brutality. Even Dumbledore was shocked that Draco Malfoy allowed Greyback to enter Hogwarts, and was slightly disgusted after learning about Greyback's cannibalism. Being a werewolf, and therefore not subscribing to the Death Eaters' views on racial superiority, Greyback was not branded with the Dark Mark, despite being invited into the ranks of the Death Eaters and permitted to wear their robes. This may have been because Lord Voldemort was prejudiced against werewolves, as well as muggles and muggle-borns. Therefore, he would not allow Greyback to become an actual Death Eater. Yet he was too valuable of an accomplice not to have in his ranks. Greyback showed clear resentment at the lack of respect he received, but sided with the Death Eaters because of the amount of victims he would have access to. Most Death Eaters seem to regard him with disgust, with Yaxley throwing a curse at him in the Astronomy Tower for attacking without permission, and Bellatrix Lestrange forcing him to his knees before her in Malfoy Manor. Despite all this, Fenrir has also proven he had a low tolerance for insults and holds grudges, as he took vengeance on Lyle Lupin for an offensive remark by attacking his son. Despite his lack of loyalty for the Dark Lord, according to Nymphadora Tonks, Greyback appeared to be prepared to fight to the death during the Battle of the Astronomy Tower, resulting in aggressiveness that overwhelmed the Order of the Phoenix. While it's easy to cast Greyback as a simple savage, we have to take a look at his magical abilities and skills. He was highly regarded in dueling. Greyback was skillful in martial magic and was a very capable duelist. As a snatcher, he was tasked with the hunting, capturing, and even murdering of muggle-borns, which he did combatively. He dueled against Harry Potter and Ron Weasley at the skirmish at Malfoy Manor by firing offensive spells at them. It took the combined efforts of Ron Weasley and Neville Longbottom to defeat him during the Battle of Hogwarts, showing his skill as a duelist. Greyback also captured and killed many witches and wizards during his time as a snatcher. Despite this, he was no match for Voldemort's inner circle Death Eaters, as he was brought to his knees by Bellatrix Lestrange when he and the other snatchers angered her, and he was sent flying by a spell cast by Corbin Yaxley. In neither case did he fight back despite being clearly enraged. He was a master of the dark arts. Greyback was skilled with dark magic, being able to cast the Killing Curse and the Imperious Curse successfully, and handled cursed objects. he was fluent in nonverbal magic. Greyback was able to cast offensive spells nonverbally, a magic ability which is known to be highly difficult, showing he was a rather accomplished and skilled wizard. He could apparate. Greyback was able to apparate to the Malfoy Manor after catching Harry and his friends along with a group of snatchers. He notably was able to apparate while holding Harry via side along apparition. He had superhuman strength. Greyback was incredibly strong and resilient. This was proved during the skirmish at Malfoy Manor, when Harry gained control of three wands from Draco Malfoy and cast a stunning spell on Greyback with them. Though it was sufficient to lift him up the ceiling and smash him to the ground, he still managed a full recovery. Physical combat. In order to fulfill his goal of spreading lycanthropy, Greyback was known to have fought with his hands and teeth, even in his human form. He was known to have been very agile, having been described running on all fours as a gray blur. Greyback was also skilled in improvisational acting, as he was able to mimic astonishment over seeing wizards and shock when he was told about the murder of Muggle children. With such a level of success that he managed to fool almost an entire courtroom of experienced magical law enforcement officers that he was a Muggle during a hearing at the Ministry of Magic. Fenrir's name has an etymology of Fenrir Sulfur, the great wolf and son of the god Loki from Norse mythology. Greyback is likely a reference to his graying hair and gray fur in werewolf form that indicates his relation to the Greyback wolf. However, in keeping with his first name, Greyback is also the name of a monster from Norse mythology, one of the numerous serpents who gnaw at the roots of Yggdrasil along with the dragon Njörungr. Some fun facts about Greyback. He was portrayed by the late Dave Leggino in the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Only a wanted poster of Greyback in the film explains what sort of creature Greyback is, and the scene in which he mauls Bill Weasley is omitted from the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. In the film adaptation of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Bills tells Harry that he was attacked by Fenrir Greyback sometime before the Battle of the Seven Potters takes place. The role was originally offered to Kevin McKidd, but he was forced to turn it down due to contractual obligations to another project. My favorite trivia fact is that despite being known as the most ferocious werewolf, Greyback never actually appears as a werewolf in any of the Harry Potter films. All of this adds up to make Greyback one of the most terrifying characters of the Harry Potter universe, and also one of the most terrifying minifigures available in LEGO's collection today. As we lead up to Halloween, we're going to be covering a new and exciting spooky characters along the way. I hope you guys enjoy what you are listening to. If you want to support the fam, check out the show notes. We also love it if you click that Buy Me a Coffee link and send us a coffee as well. If you love what you're hearing here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you make sure that you get every new episode. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. I'm Mo from Earl Fan Builds, and I cannot wait to see you next time. Let's go.